Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? And this is Mr. Ron Sellett.
Yep, and you're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, and yourself? How are you doing?
I am doing great. You know, can't complain.
That's
and we definitely got an exciting show coming up for you guys. Today is January the 14th. You know, we're going to have a special guest that will be joining us, Miss Jada Marie, all the way from New York City. So I'm super excited to check in with her and see what she has, you know, going on right now. I know she got a new, I think her project is out or might be about to come out, but we'll definitely be interested and exciting to check in with her again.
Yeah. So what you got going on this week?
Nothing. This is my first week back to work since the holidays. So it's been very interesting. Yes, and Zoom is not working properly, so I don't know. Gotta get my laptop together. But other than that, I mean, I'm fine.
Okay, that's what's up.
It is Thursday, and it has been a long week. But I'm here, and I'm woke, so I'm gonna entertain. But let's get into our first track of the day. This is, and definitely a shout out to my sis. This is "Go to Sleep" by Fire Nation Flame.
Go to sleep, 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 go to waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. When it's that close, it's shown create space. Nobody move when it's pointed.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
Fire in the room, nigga. Automatic setting off, mission too, nigga. I'm a problem. I'm taking my plane, reincarnated. I'm about to change the game. Stop. He said it, so I did it. Call the dragons out of retirement. Come with it. Flames getting bigger. I still sharpen skills. Gave birth to Superman. Kid flames really real. Fully dressed, sex symbol. Really about my business. Grab out your cameras. Be honored to be witness. Greatness is in your face. You won't reject me. I'm more than my homegrown fame. That's why
I'm sweating.
Go to
sleep.
Keep the thing or the waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. When it's that close, it's shown create space. Nobody move when it's pointed.
Go to
sleep. When the flame shot, so I can't stop. People looking for me to pay while making our shots. Take your fan base, playing with my TikTok. Follow me on all platforms, I really make it pop. Did I hurt your feelings? Need a glass of milk. Spicy like jerk stick in my melanin is silk. Opportunity your day, my bars are tight. I need 6 minutes to get ready, now prep the mic. There's not a booth that I cannot face. Now say my name, put respect on the real one. Yeah, running things, real boss, nothing Willy Wonka. Go ahead, kid, the taste, I am Chewbacca.
Come on, girl, light the
ass
in fire.
Come on, fire
light the ass in fire.
Yeah.
Come on, girl, light that ass in fire.
Let's go,
light that ass
go
in fire.
Go to sleep,
yeah. 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 Case, keep the thing or the waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. When it's that close, it's shown create space. Nobody move when it's pointed.
Go to sleep.
Keep the thing or the waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. When it's that close, it's shown create space. Nobody move when it's pointed.
Go to sleep.
Switch up, better call your click up. Careful running your mouth. Don't wanna lose that lip, hun. Don't let them get you hyped. You gon' get touched. The angels are on your side. They're in the switch love. Hit you with a hit of death. Hit them with the left. Are you ready? Are you set? This is a get back. How many hits? One. Can't believe that I'm really back. The chance is home, so bout them, hit some. Hit them with the thunderclap, bang down on them. Hit them like Sojourner, I'm underground on them. Indie artist here, your bars can rest here. Batman, Ghost Rider, told them this is my year.
Go to sleep. Keep the thing or the waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. Keep the thing or the waste.
when I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. I ain't never give a case, keep the thing with a waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. I ain't never give a case, keep the thing with a waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. I ain't never give a case, keep the thing with a waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. I ain't never give a case, keep the thing with a waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. I ain't never give a case, keep the thing with a waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass. I ain't never give a case, keep the thing with a waste.
Alrighty.
When I let it off, I'll be back. Go to bass. I ain't never give a case,
keep the thing with a waste. When I let it off, sound like drum in the bass.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
Yeah, I definitely like that joint. Again, shout out to Fire Nation Flame, and that was featuring Judah Priest. Shout out to him as well. I definitely like that joint.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
Yeah, that was giving me like some good vibes, some good energy right there. Yeah, all right. We're going to get into this, our next track of the day. This is Who That by Miss Muffy.
Who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, yeah.
Yeah,
who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, who that. Keep your eyes on them snakes, they can't get too close. They slithering up in the grass, I never thought this cut. I am the trending topic. I see these haters mad, but you can stop it. You can't never keep no money, ho. And the problems that your hustle ain't making dough. He all up on a man all the time. But I'm the one he calling all the time. Yeah, I'm getting money, tending to my own business. Sipping tea from the cup that I poured up in it. I told them that I need some more.
And they why?
My shooters, they stay on go. I never lag, oh no, what is that? I'm summertime lit, driving boats like Megan did. I chop it up with them coolest dudes.
And then why?
Yeah, I'm smart, but a screw is loose.
So don't play.
He head over heel. He like me cause I'm real. I'm the one he wanna as a snack and meal. I gotta get to it. These bills are fucking ruthless.
Oh my God.
I gotta get to it. These bills are stacking stupid.
Yeah.
Who that, who that, who that, who that,
who that,
who that, yeah. Who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, who that. Pay attention, get a notepad, please.
Let's get it.
Paying attention is essential when I speak.
Okay.
Miss Muffy got the game all shook. They didn't know I was this gifted. It's safe to say I'm pretty cold with this rap shoot. I'm blowing heaters in the summer cause I'm cold as I'm the type that don't play with the disrespect. Call correct or you get checked or what you step. Little kid get spanked like the rest. They didn't know me, now they knowing I'm the best. Pink toes on the floor when I'm dressed though. I'm come to kill, killing man when they see me.
See me?
I'm the queen, bow down where you see me. And if I'm late, sit up straight, fix your face. I'm so litty. Yeah, I'm so litty, litty, yeah, yeah. Who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, who that, yeah. Who that, who that.
Alrighty, and we back. I'm loving that joint. That was Who That by Miss Muffy. I didn't realize this, but all of the music today is by female artists. That definitely like that.
Oh, girl, Paul.
Also it. But I like that joint. But let's get, I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
901-647.
Hey, how are you doing? How you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Timothy White, and I'm actually calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you got going on out there?
Well, nothing much. I'm actually a part of a church here in Boston, and I wanted to share something that I was that I'm doing with the project with the church, and we're just letting people know about a lot of the truth that people or that's actually in the Bible, but many people haven't had much understanding about or haven't really seen before. Actually, one of the biggest things that is very important for just us to be able to have life on this earth is for us to have physical mothers, right? You guys, like, have any kind of, like, good relationship with your parents, like your moms?
Uh-huh.
Definitely. So, actually, the reason that I bring that up is because the Bible actually testifies that there's not only God the Father who exists, but there's also God the Mother. And actually, only through God the Mother and only through believing in God the Father and God the Mother in the Bible can we actually see this. Even in the first book, the first page of the Bible, first book, Genesis chapter 1, in verse 26, actually, God actually shows that there's not only a male image, but there's also a female image of God. And this is in all versions of the Bible. This is not like a new teaching, like actually it's always been there. But the problem is many people just aren't aware that there is God the Mother. So I just kind of want to share that really quickly with you guys and like let you know like that the mainstream belief and the mainstream understanding about who God is just that there's a male image of God. It's just Father, Father, Father. But in Genesis 1:26, actually the Bible says, then God said, let us make mankind in our image and in our likeness so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals. Then it says in verse 27 that God created mankind in his image. Then male and female came out. So there must be a male image and a female image of God. And even it's very clear there that God said, let us, it's not just a single male, it's not just one person. There's also a male and female image. And you can actually see that. The last thing I want to show is in Galatians 4:26, the book of Galatians, it actually says that the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. So the Bible does say that we have like a father, and that's who we believe in as God. But not only do we have a father, but we also have a mother as well. So God the Mother is actually testified about in the Bible. And in order for us to have life, just like we have life on this earth from a physical mother, we have to have a spiritual mother. So just want to share that. We're just trying to let people know about, you know, the teachings of the Bible that most Christians and most people who just believe in God have not really been aware of or, you know, hearing before.
Okay, well, definitely. Definitely thanks for calling in. I definitely understand that it's a lot that was left out of the Bible, you know, and it's just simply because of the times that we were living in. But, yeah, thank you for that.
No problem. Yes, that's what I wanted to call in about and let people know, or just, you know, kind of like spread the news that God the Mother does exist, and that's the way that we can actually have life is by coming to God the Father and God the Mother. And if you anybody would like to understand or hear more, actually the church website is actually watv.org, just watv.org, and you could actually see a lot more about the female image of God and understand more about, you know, the truth in the Bible that has been lost a lot, just like you said, in history. So
okay, well, definitely thanks. Thanks again for calling in, and you be safe out there.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. I like that. But then we did a little Bible study in here. All right, let's get to the next caller.
919-791. What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Tino. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing fine, Houston. How you doing?
Good. Y'all can find me at YouTube, Tupac Tina Jackson, SoundCloud, Tupac Tina to you, and on Spotify, Tupac Tina. And
all right.
I got some more music coming out soon. So I'll be sending y'all some music.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll definitely be looking forward to it, sis.
All right. And y'all have a good day.
You too.
All right.
All right, and thanks again for calling in. All right, let's get to the next one.
646-673.
What's up, DD? This is Essex Sean Felder, and again, Happy New Year. How everybody's doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Great. This is all about the models. As you know, we had three contenders for the 2020 Essex Model of the Year. The contenders again was Adrienne J. You remember her. Keisha, she was on her show, your show a few times. Marie Richardson from California, and lovely Dalia Bloom from Thailand, an international model. So these were the final decisions that I and PR DJ Nikki made. Third place winner was Dalia Bloom from Thailand. Catch her on Instagram. Second place, Maria Richardson from California. She has modeled for Essex Angie Drinks in the past, was Essex Model Month last year. As you saw on my new website, she's on Instagram and social media. And the winner of the 2020 Essex Model of the Year is Asian model and promoter Adrienne J. So congratulations to her and other three contestants. And me and DJ Nikki will announce her as winner tomorrow on YouTube from Harlem. I'll make sure DJ Nikki will post that video on YouTube. So again, the winner, Adrienne J., congratulations.
Okay, that's what's up. Yes, we definitely, we love us some Adrienne over this part.
Oh, yeah. She was elated when I told her she was the winner. And then I got a couple of radio shows coming up. And also, I want to give a shout out to Tupac Jackson. She had took a nice picture hold of my copy of my iTunes Digital Magazine. Shout out to her. And also shout out to IG Magazine to put me on the front cover. I'll make sure you get a copy of that, Keisha. And again, the downfall of Donald Trump continues. I'm loving it. As you know, he's been impeached again. It don't matter. When he gets out of D.C. next week or sometime, Keisha, he's in a whole lot of trouble because New York City has not announced they will no longer do business with Donald Trump. They will not do any banking association with Donald Trump, so he's in for a big downfall when he leaves. Trust me, he's going to be in a whole lot of trouble. And
yes,
due to safety concerns,
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. I will not go out next week, Keisha. I will stay home. Yeah, it's going to be crazy next week. So everybody, please stay home next week. Watch the inauguration on TV. You see, security is going to be tight for the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris inauguration. I'm looking forward to it. And again, we got control of the Senate, so we will get the 2,000 stimulus check, Keisha. Watch and see. Now we got control of the Senate. Congratulations to that reverend in Atlanta, the first black senator. Oh, we're going to get another stimulus package, folks. So like I said, the downfall of Donald Trump continues, and I'm looking forward to inauguration. Kamala Harris, the first black female vice president. Looking forward to hopefully better days ahead, folks.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to him being gone, and hopefully he'll be in jail one day.
Oh, he will. He will. It's a matter of time. And also, before I get off, let's say a big shout-out and happy birthday to the legendary Mary J. Blige. I believe yesterday was her birthday. She turned 50. You can catch her cute photos on social media. Happy birthday to Mary J. Blige, the queen of hip-hop. So, and two fond memories I have of Mary J. Blige, Keith, before I get off. I seen her at Madison Square Garden with Maxwell. Excellent show. She's an excellent performer. I saw also with Jay-Z, they did a tour together, and I got Mary J's first album was the 411 back in the day. It's set or at its old skate key in, up in the Bronx when she was young and crazy back then. It's amazing how her career has transformed and everything. So she gets better in time and age in time. So again, shout out and appreciate the music and acting talent. She's on Power of Mary J. Blige.
Yes, yes, yes. People have said, I haven't watched it yet, you know, that she is.
Oh, she's crazy. You gotta check it out. She's crazy.
She's been
yeah.
killing on Power. So I'm super excited. She's always been a great actress, you know, in my book. But I like that she's really just getting the shine right now. You know, because she was nominated, you know, for I think like if not an Oscar, for a really big acting award. I think that show she was on Netflix, like that.
I remember that. Yes.
It was like
yes.
something the Academy or something when she was kind of like
mm-hmm.
an assassin. A lot of people just really sleep on her when it comes to acting, and she's
oh yeah, she's all
job.
Around town, and also
so
number Soul Train.
I'm super excited about it.
Low Soul Train gave the Lifetime Achievement Award. Remember, she did her classic. So if you got a very Mary J. Blige moment, please talk about that on the show, because she's one of the music icons that also changed the game. So I'm leaving like that. So again, look out for the video with me and DJ Nikki to shout out Adrian J as 2020 Essex Law of the Year. So we're gonna have our big things with Essex Energy Drinks this year. I'll keep you posted, and y'all take care and enjoy that inauguration next Wednesday with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as a change is coming in America.
Yes. And not a moment too soon. He need to go. But definitely thanks for calling in again, Sean. And you be safe.
You got
out there.
Teacher. You take care. All right, bye-bye.
All right, you too. All
right.
All righty. Well, let's get on. We'll be having our special guest, Miss Jada Marie. She'll be joining us momentarily. But let's go to, this is Icky Vicky. And then we'll get on some another caller.
Talking like you want the smoke. Come puff. Told him that I got the juice. Man, tuck. It's too sticky, way too trippy. You might need a bucket. Might throw it back if you bust it. He got a chain, but it's tucked. He got a chain, but we know it ain't Vivi. Took it for wreck, you know, my nigga's gritty. He in the field, but he tryna spar. We shootin' 30s and he shootin' BB. Fuck the whole crew, cause can't none of them see me. No competition, I'm raising a bar. Fuck being sick, give me head in a car. Being a rape, baby, shoot for the stars. Fuck being humble, I know I'm that bitch. Fuck being quiet, I know I'm a star. Bitches be capping, I know who they are. Not on my level, you ain't up to par. If the mama want beef, I'm sliding. Spin through a block, I don't hop out the car. If she fuckin' with me, she a dumb. Cause I ain't fuckin' no regular bra. Oh God. Send me the Addy, I'm hunting him down. Give me the rollie, I'm busting it down. Right on the D, I be taking my time. Pick up the speed and I'm slowing it down. Been through your hood, but you wasn't around. Bitches be talking, but don't make a sound. Told him before that I'm up next. Tell him again that I'm going down.
Do what you do.
It don't fit me.
No.
I'm making moves. Watch how I hop out the Bentley. If I want it, you know you gon' get me. This ain't a frenzy, we spinning Benji. I ain't a killer, don't tell me. Wait, I think she talking like she want the smoke. Come puff it. Told him that I got the juice. Nantucket. It's too sticky, way too trippy. You might need a bucket. Might throw it back if he bust it. He got a chain, better tuck it. Talking like you want the smoke. Come puff it. Told him that I got the juice. Nantucket. It's too sticky, icky, vicky. You might need a bucket. Might throw it back if you bust it. He got a chain, better tuck it.
All right, I like that joint. It's Icky Vicky by Jada Marie, our special guest, who will be joining us a little later on in the show. Let's get to the next caller while we're waiting.
Yo, 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 it's Carlito 810 from Flint, Michigan. What's going on, people?
What's going on?
Hey,
happy
homie.
New Year.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing good. Just trying to move this music, you know how I do.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Gotta keep it
My movie doing good and stuff, so you know, trying to keep it. Then the soundtrack to the movie, you know what I'm saying? That's the album, that's Born on Tomato. So I know you have been hearing about it for so long, now it's out with a movie. You know what I'm saying? So I want to tell my Mary J. Blige moment. You said tell your Mary J. Blige moment?
Oh, yeah.
In 91, I was at Jack the Rapper, and we were at the conference, and I got to meet Mary J. Blige. She was in a black cat suit. This was right after what the 411 came out, and I got to meet her for a brief moment or whatever. And then, like, maybe 10 years later, when she was on tour with Jay-Z, I won a contest to win some tickets to go to that concert at Joe Louis Arena, and I got to go watch her live. I'd have seen her live with him 3 times, but that one was special because I won a contest to go see it, and it was one of the dopest concerts I ever seen. Because they did Can't Knock the Hustle, and it was some big screens on the on the stage, and it was a bus, and it was Jay-Z in a bus, and he was driving, and it was Mary J. in the back of it, and they drove the bus on stage. The bus crashed through the stage. Like, we coming through, like, on the screens, and the actual bus crashed through the stage, and they got off the bus singing. Mary got off first singing, you know, the part that Can't Knock the Hustle. Then Jay-Z got off. I thought that was one of the dopest things I've seen at a concert.
That's
so I just want to tell that moment. But, you know, I got my album out, Born on Tomato, everywhere. Born Identity is out everywhere. Def OJ is out everywhere. The movie, Born on Tomato, the movie is out on YouTube. So look up Carlito 810 on YouTube. Check the movie out. It's a karate movie, karate hip-hop movie that I wrote, produced, and choreographed myself. You know what I'm saying? So just trying to do work out here.
I'm definitely going to be checking it out. As you was talking about, as you said it before, it what popped in my head was the Karate Kid, because you know, like, Cobra Kai is kind of like trending right now. So that's what the vibe I was getting. Like,
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I've been studying martial arts all my life since I was 7. So, and then actually the guy at the end, I'm going to tell his name because you got to find out who he is in the movie. But the actual big gangster at the end is actually my childhood friend who actually taught me kung fu. Like, I know karate. I took karate all my life, but him and his sifu taught me kung fu as a youngster. So it was like, you know, that was so dope that my best friend from my childhood friend flew up here to be in the movie, and you know, he was the big boss. So I thought that was dope. And like I said, he's a grandmaster when it comes to kung fu. So, you know, he kind of was apprehensive because he had to get beat up. But, you know, you know how people are. But he cool. He was cool about it because it was just a movie. But, you know, shooting it was so fun, you know, just the choreography and stuff. And just seeing, you know, if you write something, seeing people say the things that you write was just a dope moment for me. So with that being said, I'm probably going to shoot a couple more movies. I've been talking about it to a couple people, though. Probably going to shoot like a little series or something. I'm just trying to get my music bank up because, you know, we gotta showcase the music during the series, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Where can they find the movie at?
You can find it on YouTube at Carlito810. Please subscribe, watch, comment. And then you can find the album, aka soundtrack, on everywhere. Everywhere where music is sold. That's where all my albums at. Look up Carlito 810 or Def OJ. That album has got over 200,000 spins itself. Def OJ, dude. So 200,000 streams just on Spotify. So, you know, just trying to keep it moving. I've been working 2 jobs. That's why I can't call y'all all the time. I called last week, but it was kind of late. So I heard half the show, but I didn't get a chance to talk to y'all. So I was excited to get to talk to y'all this week.
Okay. Well, yes. We was definitely excited to get you on. You know, we just love us some Carlito.
Oh, man, I love y'all, too. I appreciate that. You know, I miss y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I miss calling every week, you know what I'm saying? But, shit, got to get that money and shit. And then, like, you know, I paid off the house, and then now I got to pay the rest of the taxes off. And now I'm going to go in and just redo the whole thing now that I'm doing carpentry with one of my jobs. So I'm learning a lot of stuff that I'm applying to my house. So, you know,
okay.
I'm learning how to build wall frames and putting up drywall and all that. So I'm learning that. I'm getting paid to learn that. So I will be able to apply that to my house. Get him all nice and ready.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great.
Doing.
You know, nothing wrong with that.
Working on a new album. I ain't got a title yet. I might just call it I Am 810 or Born 810 or I don't know. I might take the Born out. I'm not sure yet, but I'm working with a few different producers on this album, and I already got two songs done. I'm trying to get about, I don't know if I'm going to do an EP or an album this time, but whatever it is, it's going to be dope. You know what I do. It's going to be dope.
So, oh, yeah.
You got to keep hip hop. In the times now, you definitely got to keep hip hop. I was thinking about doing an album called The Insurrection. They just talk about what the hell is going on in our America right now. You know, the double standards. You know, I'm getting more into, me, I'm a hip hop, so I talk about what's going on more than just all street shit. You know what I'm saying? Street shit's always going on, but that shit gonna always be there. But the shit that go on in the government and stuff, those things you gotta really pay attention to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
do. Like, because this stuff, when you look at 70, if you look at how many people voted for Donald Trump and how many people came to the White House to do that dumb shit, you know there's a lot of races out here.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you can take. That's what you can take from these events that are occurring right now. It's still a lot of racism. And now, you know, it subsided for a moment to Donald Trump saying, hey, it's cool to be racist. So that brought them all out the woodworks. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to understand, like, there's a lot of racism out here, and you got to, you know, you can't concentrate on that, because then you'll miss out on life worrying about who's racist or whatever. You just got to handle yourself and carry yourself accordingly.
Exactly.
Like at this point in time, a white man can't even call me the N-word and get me upset. Because you know what I do? Because it didn't happen a couple times. Not lately, like 3 years ago. But if somebody called me the N-word, you know what I do? Because they want you to get mad and fight them and whatever. Then they'll want to pull their gun or call the police to get you locked away so you out of society. So you got to think about that. You can't let no words control you. You have to control the words. So when if a white person called me the N-word, you know what I do? I call them the N-word right back with a hard R. Not the hood N-word. I hit them with the same N-word they hit me with. And you know what that does to them? Shakes up the whole moment. Takes away their power.
Like,
see, once you take away a person's power, they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? If that word is that powerful enough to subdue you and have you, you know, to have you in a space where you shouldn't be, well, then that's on you. That's not on that person. That's something within you. Because I know I'm not that. Just because I'm black, that's what you think? Okay, you don't even know me, dude.
Yeah.
You know, or ma'am, or whoever. So, you know, just want to tell people, man, just keep who you are. And long as you know, believe in God and do what God wants out here, keep it moving. And I'm done.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, homie. And you be safe out there.
For sure. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Andrew. Shout out to Black Tier. Carlito 810 anywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Born on Tomato Mount, the movie, the soundtrack, all that. Check it out.
I appreciate that.
For sure. Now, I'll holler to y'all next week if I ain't working.
All righty.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
What?
All righty. Well, I see we have our special guest on the line. All the way from New York City.
What's up?
Hey, Miss Jay Marie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all? What's up, Moon Crush? ENC.
You doing good, yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm really good. You know, as much as I can be during this little pandemic or whatever, but it's a new year, so we coming through with better energy.
Exactly. You know, that's what I said. Like, it's still crazy times, but I'm trying to, you know, stay on the positive and just do
exactly
the best I can do. That's
mm-hmm.
all any of us
and just
can
keep
do
pushing. Right, just
yeah
stay focused, grinding, working, and just stay positive overall. That's what I've been doing, you know, just working. That's never going to
yeah
stop.
Well, I've definitely been seeing you, you know, seeing it on Instagram with your clips and everything. Like, I like the, like, kind of like the concept you're going with. When does is your new project out or is it about to come out?
Thank you. Well, I dropped the project, probably, I want to say around Halloween time. That was the exact date, but that's the last project that I released. I have stuff definitely on the way, but that's my last project that came out, Jada Kruger. It's out on all streaming platforms and stuff like that. That's my last up-to-date project.
Yep. Okay.
So I don't know if you're talking about that clip specifically or...
Yeah. Well, the clip that I watched, you have the red on.
I don't know. I've been wearing red a lot. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even going to lie. But that's my last project, though, that I got out anyway. Jada Kruger, that's my last up-to-date project. But, you know, I always was dropping freestyles and stuff like that on Instagram and, you know, just content for social media, but...
Yeah, okay. But I do. I like the Kruger concept. Yeah, we didn't. And people are liking it because we started playing, you know, like some of your tracks last week.
Thank
and
you.
It is. So, like, what was the inspiration behind, like, that project?
Honestly, it was Halloween, really. That's what really put me on it. I want to say, really, aside from Halloween, it was more so the drill. Like, New York got this drill energy going on. Like, that's, like, the energy what New York sounds like. So I wanted to collaborate that but also make it fun to where, you know, kids and, you know, everybody could just relate and just adapt to it real quickly and stuff with TikTok and all of that. So that's why I wanted to give it something creative and add, you know, Jada Kruger for the Freddy Krueger theme. And that's also what I wanted to be for Halloween. So I just kind of incorporated it all together and just decided to give them music, give them a couple little bangers, and put together a little fun project for the streets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, it definitely is fun, and because I'm grown now, I'm not as scared as Freddy Krueger as I was when I was young. Because, you know, like, look, because and this is what I always said, like, that movie, Jason versus Freddy, is, like, one of my favorite movies. It might be corny to some people, but Jason,
no,
you know,
that
like, you can run,
good.
Like, you can run and get away from him, but, like, Freddy was in your dreams. So I
yeah,
remember
it
I was trying
no,
to be,
it wasn't no running away or
right,
rid of him.
Like,
he's
you
coming
sleep
up when you don't, when you least
yep
expect it, like, he's coming. So that's why, you know, I wanted to come like that too, because I wanted to let them know, because I didn't really give too much promotion as far as, like, a rollout or anything for that project. So it was kind of unexpected too. So it kind of just all tied in together with the whole Nightmare on Elm Street thing. I actually, like, was on Elm Street in the video, you know, like, I wanted to really tap into that whole Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street vibe with the drill, kind of, like, dark, you know, gritty, because I was coming hard on the track, so it was just, like, it just really fit, to be honest.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely like that. And that's what I say, like, I like that because, honestly, I knew nothing about, like, drill music until I really didn't. Like, my brother, my youngest brother, I'm 12 years older than him. So, like, when Chief Keef came out, you know, like, that
mm-hmm
was his whole little thing. You know, like, he liked him.
Right.
But I didn't really discover it for myself and really, like, research it until FBG Duck got killed. And that's
okay
when I was like, what, you know, like, what was it about? But what I liked that you did was you made it fun and you made it something relatable because we all can relate to, you know, like, Freddie, like, who don't know who Freddie is, you know? I mean,
yeah,
you know, so
see, that's
what I
like
about it.
I mean, I was going to say, that's the thing. It's just like Chicago, like he said, like Chief Keef and stuff. That's really how the drill originated. Well, from what I believe and what I know, I feel like Chief Keef really the one that brought it out to the scene. But, you know, New York just kind of really started collabing with, like, the UK sound, because UK got their own, like, type of version of drill. So I feel like a lot of different states and areas, they do drill differently. Like, even New York's drill sound is a little different than what Chicago might consider drill. But that's, like, the art, like, that's the good thing about art. You know, we just all add our own creativity to it and stuff like that. So that's why even the way that I did it, I wouldn't consider it to even be like how other artists in New York may, you know, do their whole drill type of flair or whatever. I don't even necessarily consider me, you know, a drill artist, but I'm a versatile. So I definitely like to tap in, see, you know, what the wave is and just, you know, give them something that they like, but just with my own twist to it. So that's what that was about. So I definitely want to give people stuff that they can relate to, too. Like, I'm a female, so I didn't want to come, you know, too pretty and too, you know, stuff for the guys. I wanted to come with my fancy Pokemon stuff for the girls so they could poke their stuff, you know, and just give them something nice and calm, cute, and lit. But I got so much stuff on the way, though. That was just, you know, my last project for the Halloween vibe, you know, just a calm project. But I have so much stuff in store, especially, like, kicking off 2021. New energy, new vibes, new heat.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll definitely be looking forward to it, because that's what I think some of what music, you know, like some of the radio was kind of like missing, like that fun element in music. You know, you have some of it, you know, some artists that's doing it, but I tell people, I get a well balance from what the artist that's in us music than I ever do, like, on the radio. I don't even really listen to our station anymore, because it's just kind of like all the same.
A lot of it is just like oversaturated now. It's like,
yeah,
it sounds a lot. That's why I just always try to stay to myself. Like, even though it's a lot of trends and stuff going on, I still like to stay, you know, unique and true to myself, because I feel like that's just always going to set me aside and apart from everything else that's out there. Like, I don't want to blend in. That's not what I'm trying to do. That's not the goal. You know, I'm trying to just always stand out and just bring the wave. That's why my whole brand is J-Wave. Like, that's me. I follow my own wave. Like, I'm the leader. Like, I create the trend.
Yeah. Yeah. And
when
that,
you get
I think
into music.
That's how,
you
know,
music?
Like, it kind of should be.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here, too, at one time. My fault. Well, I started music as a toddler. My father, he was into music from before I was even born. So when I came, you know, out and I was always around him and stuff like that, I just was inspired that way. And then when I got older, when I was 9 years old, that's when I dropped my first project. So that was really me, you know, tapping into my own bag and writing for myself and just finding my own sound and my own creativity. And since then, I just kind of just been going from there, just been evolving, learning from my mistakes, and just elevating in general.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 21 now, by the way. So I've been doing this for a while. Like, this is in my blood. Like, this is my real passion.
Yeah, but yeah, that's definitely what's up. And that's one of the things, like, you know, you got into it, you know, because of, you know, like, being around your dad and everything, but it's like you're carving out your own lane.
Yeah,
because, you know,
music's always been a passion, but it's just like having people around you that have resources, you know, and you'll just be able to tap into it a little differently, because it was just like, I probably could have tapped into other things, you know, growing up. And I did, like, I had a lot of hobbies and stuff like that, you know, growing up, but it always been music that's been my main passion. It's just as I got older, I've just been more like creative with it and just finding my own route, not going based off of what I might be inspired by, like taking those things, but just finding who I am, like, as an artist, like, who Jada Marie is. So, aside from what my dad might do or the artist that I'm looking into, like, who's Jada Marie? So, that's what I had to really more so find out as I got older and became more, you know, seasoned as an artist.
Yeah. And you can tell, like, you can always tell who's being, like, their authentic self, you know, because you feel it in the music, you know, if
right.
you make, or especially if they have to perform music that, one, they really not connected to. You can always
mm-hmm.
tell, you know, like, how it authentic a person is, like, to the music. And that's one of the things, you know, that I like. And then, and like I said, like, it's fun. So you don't mind, you know, putting it on. It's something, you know, that you
right.
can just listen to and just really rock out, and or you just really give a person. You can really vibe off of your music, and I like that about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, because
yeah.
that's definitely what I want to, you know, give off. That's what I hope people get from me. Like, I want you to
yeah.
be able to, you know, get away from the stress when you listen to me and just vibe. And I want you to feel better by listening to me. Like, if you're stressed out, I want you to hear me and get in a better mood. I don't want you to feel more depressed or more down. Like, you know, even the songs that I do when I'm talking about, like, real life, and I'm just putting, like, my pain on the track, it's like I'm still showing, like, it's a light at the end of the tunnel, you know, like, it's not going to be dark forever. Like, things do get better,
yeah.
you know. So I just want to give motivation and just guidance and just, you know, positivity for real, to the youth
yeah.
and to everybody, all my listeners.
Yeah. And it definitely shows, you know, like, in the music. But we're going to get into, let's play Kruger Flow, and then we'll come back with the rest of the interview.
Okay, let's get it.
You gotta motherfucking feel this shit, boy.
Bad boy.
I don't think these bitches know what's coming.
Stupid.
I got time to argue with you. If I'm chasing a bag and your ass should be too. No, I can't take no breaks cause I need me a milli. No VIC, but I'm about to get silly. I'm popping a willy, these bitches is bogus. I got a vision and my shit is cold. They know what it is when I come around. I pull a drippy, the drippy might drown. And I don't got time to fuck with these clowns. They putting up doors, I'm breaking them down. If I'm in a club, you know I ain't dolo. I got the gang and I got the fofo. I tell the waiter to go and get moto. We throwing racks up and down like a pogo. These bitches capping and I ain't not with it. Aim at the top of the cap like a fit. If you want the smoke, I promise I'm with it. And bitch, I'm outside, don't ever forget. We throwing it up, we making it rain. Ice on my wrist and my teeth and my shank. We doing hits out the bins, out the brain. So bitch, if I ain't, you gon' and I'm in the club stepping. Bitch, don't ask no questions. Bitch, get out of my section. Bad as fuck, I got the dog fetch. And I can't fuck with these people. No amigo. I can spot a fake bitch straight through the people. Yes, I'm lethal. Smoking on Chico. Bitches wanna sneak this, I'ma make a bitch deep. Big throw on this clock, bitch. I cannot stop, bitch. Get hit with this mop, bitch. This beam on your head and no prop, bitch. They thinking I got rich. They thought I was next, I told them I'm now. They thought we was friends, but now they ain't down. Cause I'm going up, so it's going down. Down.
Yeah,
that just got me
hyped. yeah, definitely like that.
Thank you.
So, do you have a new date for the project or for your new project or not yet?
Oh, I do have a date that we're looking for, but I don't even want to put it out. I don't even want to say nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Just let him know it's on the way. And just stay tuned. Just keep staying tuned. But just know that it's definitely on the way.
Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes it's best not to put everything out, because then you don't need nobody copying.
I like to just roll. I like to just roll out with mine. Just, you know, give it to them. And then when I do let them know, then it's like, okay, we ready now.
Yeah, well, I definitely can dig that.
Yes, but I've got so much stuff, like, as far as, like, you know how we were talking about social media and stuff like that? Like, I just still like to stay consistent, you know, in between projects and stuff like that, just always dropping stuff. Like, I'm always dropping new things, whether it's photo shoots, whether it's songs on SoundCloud, you know, little YouTube videos and stuff like that that I might drop. It might not be a full project that I might drop on all streaming platforms, but I always, you know, drop content, music, and stuff like that. So definitely people just got to stay tuned to my social media account. So make sure y'all follow me on everything at I'm Jada Marie and stay up to date.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to definitely put, you know, it on my Facebook page and my Instagram, so people, you know, who are not following you that are our fans can definitely go ahead and follow you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I appreciate it. And let them know, you know, I'll follow back.
I know we are all missing shows and everything. So, you know, with everything, you know, that's been going on, how have you been, you know, like kind of keeping yourself, you know, positive?
Well, honestly, I stay in the studio. That's like really how I just express myself. Like that never stops. That's always a good way for me to just stay positive. And then aside from not being able to really have so much live shows, there's still a lot of things going on virtually, you know, social media platforms and stuff. A lot of people have opened up new ways to just communicate and still network and stuff like that. So I've just been tapping into those outlets as much as I can. And, you know, just staying to myself and in my own world, you know, because sometimes we could get a little down and stuff sometimes when we feel like we're comparing ourselves to others or things from the outside. So you just got to tap into your own bag. That's what, just what I've been doing, just trying to stay positive, eating right, and just grinding.
Yeah, well, yeah, those are all good things. You know, I know, like, for me, I just try to stay busy. Just if I'm busy, then like that, you know, like that's about it. Well, let's see if we got a caller, see if they, you know, got a question for you, and we'll let them promote.
Okay.
804-832. Hello.
Hello. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's good? Peace, y'all. It's Drake KB calling from DC.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Nothing much. Chilling, trying to stay healthy. You know, how y'all doing?
We are doing good. Can't complain.
Right. Same over here.
That's definitely what's up. I enjoyed the song. I like it. I'm going to follow as soon as you post the link up.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I can probably follow now. I'm sorry. I don't even.
Follow me. I'm Jada Marie, so that's I, letter M, JadaMarie. And that's pretty much the same for all social media.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, I was really feeling that.
I appreciate the support. Thanks for, you know, tuning in and giving me some positive feedback.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Keep doing your thing. I really enjoy it. Much success to you.
I will. You too. Definitely stay still eating healthy, you know. Stay positive out here.
Yeah, most definitely. Appreciate it. But yeah, I ain't going to hold y'all too much. I got a new single out, well, So Smooth, available on all platforms. Y'all can follow me at KV_Dre1NE on all, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I can't hold y'all up too much. So I really appreciate the show. You know, I listen to it as much as I can, and I definitely enjoyed the music. So yeah, just everybody stay blessed, you know, stay healthy, stay happy, and I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, well, definitely. Thanks for calling in again, and you be safe out there.
All right, y'all do the same.
Well, alrighty. Time always flies when you are having a good time. So, again, we want to definitely thank Jada Marie for joining us on the show again. And just throw your social media out there one more time, Jada Marie.
No problem. Yes, everybody follow me on all social media at I'm Jada Marie. That's the letter I, letter M, JadaMarie. Thank you all so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep. You are so welcome. I'm just super. I just can't wait for like the new project so I can see, well, you know, like what you was working with, because I'm liking that video, like that little snippet
yes.
that you got with the.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Liking
you might
that.
Be talking about the clip that I dropped with the gun, those kind of little.
Yes,
that I had the
I'm liking
phone.
That.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's
I'm liking all
that's
of that.
Real soon.
Okay.
That's
well, I'm definitely for it.
Okay, thank you so much. And y'all enjoy the rest of your day. And when I definitely got some new stuff, you know I'm sending it your way.
Okay, well, definitely. I know if you ain't going to send it to us, I know your father is. So I know we definitely going to get it. Yeah. But we definitely want to thank Jada Marie for coming on and rocking with us today. And if you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show or schedule an interview for the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG. And you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Rental that on IG as well. But before we get out of here, let's get on I'm So Vicious.
I'm so vicious, I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it, we ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it, we ain't playing no games, you can get it. I don't think they really wanna take no money. Squad tie a nigga up like Django. Ay. Make a core run down when I say so. If you're thinking it's sweet like a mango. Ay. If you got money, maybe we can hang though. Yeah. If not, you ain't talking my lingo. This watch had a business lingo. Got four and different colors, different angles. Oh. Got bars so you know that it's light now. Light. This something I ain't even had to write down. Nah. Got a bus so these girls wanna fight they now. Wanna fight? But I can't cause I gotta take a flight now. Like in my town, they calling me princess. Yeah. Cause my name hold weight like I've been pressed. Right. Money is my only interest. More if you ain't got money, I ain't impressed. Huh? I ain't so vicious. That's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious. You know we bout it, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. Niggas not making money, so take a seat. Squad running through the checks like athletes. I wake up looking like money. Every night I go to sleep on my Louis sheets. A couple bands that I spend on my jewelry. Niggas wearing fake chains, they ain't fooling me. I'm man, tell me what they gon' do with me. Gonna pop out the cut like, who is she? Heard shorty saying that she want trouble. Pulled up, oh, now you wanna mumble. Niggas say they in the field, but they fumble. They don't be where I be, they just bumble. Put some respect on my name and that's word to the gang. Better watch what you say. I just dropped smoke, got the smoke, so y'all niggas about to take two L's like Cool J. Put some respect on my name and that's word to the gang. Better watch what you say. I just dropped song, got the song, so y'all niggas about to take two L's like Cool J. About to take two L's like Cool J. I just dropped song, got the song, so y'all niggas about to take two L's like Cool J. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. My whole team malicious, you know we bout it, we come from them trenches. I ain't so vicious, that's what I got, I'm so vicious. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. We ain't playing no games, you can get it.